The State Transportation Commission wants to experiment with a new way to pay for roads. It's called pay by mile, meaning you would pay for every mile you drive. University of Washington professor Mark Hallenbeck says that makes more sense than paying by how much gasoline you buy.
Pay by the mile is a way to replace the gas tax. The gas tax has problems in that as our cars become more efficient, you don't generate enough money. So you're looking for new ways and as efficient as we can ways in order to do some of the revenue generation to replace the gas tax. So a per mile tax sounds pretty good. The more you drive, the more you pay. That sounds like a reasonable thing. So a per mile tax is one of the things they're considering.
So how do you do pay by mile?
Well, that's the hard part. If you're the federal government, it's easy. So if you're the federal government, you say every year when you register your car, I read your odometer and I subtract this year's from last year's and you pay me, you know, 2 cents a mile that and write the check. And in order to register your car, you write the check to the federal government because they can. At a state level, it's more difficult. At the state level, the problem is Washington can't tax you for how many miles you drove in Oregon. And so if I just read your odometer, I don't know. And that's the difficult part at the state level. So at the state level, I have to do something like, well, we'll put a GPS device in your car because I have to know when you leave Washington to go elsewhere. And that raises huge privacy concerns. And it also makes it tougher to figure out from a cost perspective what that cost really will be because now I have to have a GPS device. I have to put technology in to capture it. There are other issues associated with that. I have to guard your privacy.
Yeah, you can imagine people not loving the idea of a GPS in their car to toll them. So how realistic is this that this happens, pay by mile in Washington?
So it's quite realistic. The commission would like to do it. And what the commission wants to test is let's give people options on how to do pay by mile. And you, as a consumer, get to choose your option. So the last I heard, they had four options. One option is a GPS physically in your car. The second is to use your cell phone and an app in some way, shape, or form. The third, though, if you're concerned about the privacy or you're concerned about that, would be, in fact, you could choose to do the odometer thing, where if you physically choose, instead of doing a GPS device, I will simply pay you for those miles in Oregon or California, wherever I happen to be, at a lower rate, because I'm going to assume that some of those miles are outside of the state, than I would pay if I'm only paying Washington miles. And the state wouldn't make you do that. You would choose to do that. The fourth option that they're then considering would be a flat fee, which is essentially what we're doing for Nissan Leaf people right now, where you, if you have a lease, you're going to pay an extra $100 in registration fee. And so what the Transportation Commission is interested in doing is testing these four options. Essentially, how many people would choose one or the other? How do we set the rates? And of course, then does the technology actually work to do the more complex GPS tracking of some kind, shape, or form?
One problem with the idea of pay by mile is that driving a short distance is a privilege. For example, Seattle is expensive. That forces people who can't afford to live in the city to have a long commute. How is it fair to tax them for every mile that they wish they didn't have to drive?
Well, what we're looking at is a fund to repair the roads. And so, yeah, if you're driving a long distance and wearing out those roads or need widening of a road, well, you're the one who should be paying for that. And from a one way you look at equity perspective, this is fair. If you use the road and you use it more, you pay more. Now, you might then have other aspects to the tax code that say, you know, Seattle people pay more or less than people who live in Grant County. If you go to something like a GPS system, you could set differential rates. Whether you want to set them higher for urban areas because those are the most expensive projects, or whether you want to set them lower for urban areas because people are forced to be in more congestion, well, that's an interesting political argument to go on top of the technology. And GPS opens that up. That's a real good thing about GPS. The bad thing about GPS is the privacy side and the technology complexity side of it, which is also significant. And that's why they want to do a pilot test. Does this work? Are we happy?
University of Washington Professor Mark Hallenbeck telling you about paying by the mile. This week, the State Transportation Commission called on lawmakers to start trying out pay-by-the-mile system in Washington. If that trial run happens, it'll probably come in 2017.